You have your Bible, turn with this morning to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 in verse 13. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. I can, but I need help. I can, but I need help. As you look at this morning, Paul's speaking here to the Philippians, and he begins to give them the guidance and the leadership that they need whenever this anxiety comes on our lives. And if you don't have anxiety in your life, just wait a few moments, it'll come. Amen. Anxiety shows up. Discouragement will be on its heels. And the next thing you know, you'll feel like you're nobody. But praise God, I want to say, if you're a child of God and you've been born again through the precious blood of the Lamb, you're not just somebody, but you're a child of the King. Amen. You're royalty this morning. Praise God, you have been robed in a robe of righteousness according to the Lord God Almighty. And if you'll just step up today in faith and believe that God Himself has given you that designation. Praise God, you'll step out in newness of life. Amen. Without the fear of the devil in the world and the fear of God, and God will begin to manifest Himself to you. I was thinking as those youngins was singing that song about the Lord Jesus and how He's our advocate. Praise God, when the old devil brings up those riling accusations against us and accusing us of all things which we're probably guilty. But praise God, there's a God of glory, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous. He steps out and steps out. He steps out between us and that old devil. And He says, you know what? The blood's been applied. These are my children. Praise God. I give myself for them. Amen. Praise God. God begins to manifest Himself, and we begin to see. We begin to feel, and we begin to know the presence of a holy God. Amen. But we got to realize today, we got to realize that we do have help. We can have help. We need to realize where our help comes from. Our help comes, David said, from the Lord. Amen. We don't have, there's not a whole lot of help in the world. But Brother Eddie, most people could care less about you. Amen. There's not a whole lot of people that's going to go out of their way to make sure that you have all the comforts of life. But praise God, there's a God of glory who loves you enough. Praise God that He sent the very best He had for those that was lost and undone in this world. Those that the world may say is worthless and no account. I guarantee you there was one time in my life that this old world would have said that I was worthless and no account. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory who looked down upon this little old sinner boy. Praise God, He said, He's worth all that I have to give. Amen. So God began to look down. So where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. If you've been born again this morning, you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, He said in verse 8, in verse 1, He said, now there's no condemnation. Amen. If you're a child of God this morning, you're not condemned to the death of this world. You're not condemned to walk in this world like the world. You're not condemned to talk in this world like the world. You're not condemned with this world. In verse 1 of chapter 8 of the book of Romans, He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, you're not condemned. Praise God, you can lift up your head and your holy hands and say, praise God, I'm saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can shout the victory, praise God, for what all that God has done. Amen. How do you know? May say, well, preacher, how do you know that you're saved? He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, there's a Spirit moves in you. There's a Spirit, praise God, that overcomes that spiritual man that you are and makes you that spiritual person, that spiritual man, one boy, girl. Praise God, that God would have you to be. That change takes place in that very inward part of man. He said, for the law of the Spirit. Now, he's not talking about the law of Moses. Amen. He's not talking about the Ten Commandments, but he's talking about that law of the Spirit, the power and the influence that the Spirit has on my life and on your life to lead us and guide us into the path of righteousness for His name's sake, that we might be able to walk therein to the pleasing of God this morning. He said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. The flesh is weak this morning, but praise be to God, there's a Spirit that God has put in us. I'm telling you what we need. Brother Robert, we need that Spirit of God to manifest itself in us, to allow it to flow through us. Amen. To allow it, amen, to have its way in our life so that we can stand up victorious today. I'm not talking about when we get to heaven. I'm talking about right now in the day that we live, that we can lift up holy hands, giving God the glory, saying, Lord, I know what You want to do in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for our sins condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I wonder this morning, praise God, He said, we can, but we need help this morning to walk after the Spirit of God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the Spirit of God in us and through us, praise God, to manifest itself so that we can walk in a way that God's pleased with me, with mine and your lives. Amen. Walk not after flesh, but after the Spirit. How do you know, preacher? Said, well, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are, what? The sons of God. I wonder today if we investigate, if we judge ourselves, lest we be judged. I wonder what's leading us, what's compelling us, what's pulling us along. Is it this old flesh and the world that we see? Or is it God Almighty and His sweet Spirit that's a nudging us and unctioning us to go on just a little farther? Amen. Not to quit, not to back up. Hey, don't be looking behind, but look ahead, praise God, to what God wants to do in hearts and minds of His people this morning. I'm telling you, God's got some marvelous things that He wants to do for me and you. But praise God, we've got to get in the right mindset, the right, praise God, that God can come through and begin to manifest Himself, just realizing that we don't have the capability. I can, praise God, but I need some help walk with God. I can walk with Him, but I need some help, praise God, in my little steps. Just like a little baby, like these little ones that come forward to put their money in the jar, praise God. We need help of the Lord to carry us along. We can't do it by ourselves if we get heady and high-minded and think we can, praise God, without Him. Hey, we're backing up. But praise God, when we get on the Lord's side and we beg Him and we say, Lord, I need You every step in every aspect of my life, He moves in the presence and He begins to bless us and He begins to carry us along for the glory of God. Amen. But we got to realize we need Him because we don't have the strength. We're weak in this flesh. Amen. We're weak in the flesh. We don't have the strength in this flesh to overcome nothing. But he goes on in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Amen. That's that weakness and that's that lack of strength. So I tell you, if you're walking this walk, praise God, and you're trying to live a Christian life, amen, there's going to be times your infirmities, the weakest, that lack of strength, is going to rear its ugly head like an old king cobra over you. But praise be to God, He's a God of glory that said that when you get weak in your infirmities, that He's a good God of glory. He said He had promised to be there for you. Amen. Oh, Brother Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10, he said, for when I am weak, then am I strong. He said, praise God, when the devils beat me down, Brother Eddie, and I get down, praise God. Hey, he beats on me and beats on me just like he does me and you. But he said, when I hit my knees, he said, praise God. And when I'm at my weakest, praise God, there's something transposes inside me. Hey, something, praise God, that comes out of me. And it's the Spirit of God to encourage my heart. Amen. When you hit your knees, you know, that's when the devil's most afraid. That's the only time you'll ever make the devil afraid of you is when you're on your knees. Amen. when we hit our knees and we begin to cry out from the depths of our soul. Now, I'm not talking about head talk. I'm talking about heart talk. Brother Charles, we begin to do heart talk to God. Amen. The devil trembles. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said that the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, that weakness, that lack of strength that we have. I'm telling you, listen, boys and girls, men and women, one and all, there's going to be times in every one of our life that we're going to be weak. There's going to come weakness in our life, but we need to realize, praise God, that when we're weak, praise God, there's a God of glory that's strong and He's there for us. Amen. Like the sisters testifying this morning, that God, I pray God, the devil would like nothing more to her to stay at the house. And I guarantee you, He didn't want her to get up and testify. I guarantee you, He didn't want her to get up and tell the church about Him. Amen. But praise be to God, when you step out on faith and you just keep plowing on for the good cause of Christ, God is honored, praise God. And when God is honored by your faithfulness to Him, praise God, He steps up with you. He just like Jesus did in that song, He stepped before you, in front of you and the devil, praise God, in those arms of love. And He said, hey, listen, what? I hear a world. Listen here, devil, this one's mine. Amen. Praise God. He begins to give us that help that we need. Praise the Lord. We've got to realize this morning that sometimes I think we think, well, you know, this situation is just too difficult to ever make it through it. Bible says that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. Amen? Nothing impossible with God to those that believe. In Matthew chapter 17, the Bible tells us a story about Jesus and disciples. They went up on the mountain to pray. You remember the story? And he come back, and there was a devil in this young man. They tried to cast out, and they couldn't cast it out. And they began to ask the Lord. They said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said, he said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, in verse 20 of Matthew 17, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. It shall remove. Now listen to what he says. He said, and nothing shall be impossible. What? To who? Unto you. He said, praise God, if you just have faith to believe, faith to trust in God, faith to carry on, faith not to quit, praise God. He said, God will manifest Himself to you. Nothing will be impossible. Amen. Nothing will be impossible if we just trust the Lord. If we keep on pressing on for the good cause of Christ, nothing will be impossible. There's nothing impossible. You know why? Because there's nothing impossible with God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. You remember when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and he began to tell her all these things that was going to happening in her life? Amen. And Mary, the Bible said she pondered these things and she began to wonder. She said, well, how can this be? Seeing I know not a man. And God said, listen, Mary. He said, you don't understand where this is, where this little talks are coming from. He said, it ain't a coming from man. He said, it's coming from the throne of grace. He said, there's a great big God, the God that you've been serving, the God you've been looking to, the God that you've been faithful to in your young life. Praise God, that same God is, I'm telling you this, praise God. He said, there's nothing impossible with Him. Amen. There's nothing impossible with God. He sends us the help we need. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, he speaks of those ministering spirits. He said, are they not all, talking about those ministering spirits, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister? Hey, now listen to this. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. Amen. He said, hey. He said, God's got the power around the throne of grace and He can send it out at any time. Amen. Hey, the world may say, you know what? You Christians, you're going to have your time and it's going to be over and then we're going to have our time. I want to tell you, on God's timetable, praise God, He's just reaching out on purpose, pouring out the blessings. He's giving out that, praise God, that we need day by day. And He said, it's ministered spirits. It's coming down to me and you. Amen. Hey, listen. Now listen to what he said. He said, are they not all minister spirits sent forth to minister? Amen. He didn't say to us. He said, for us, for them who shall be heirs of salvation. He said, praise God, it's not the minister that you do. It's not the minister that we do, praise God, but it's the ministering of those sweet spirit of God. Amen. It moves in us and He does the work for us. Amen.
Amen. So, he's saying this morning, he don't help us do the work. Amen. The Spirit of God, it don't minister in us, but he ministers for us. Amen. On over in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, he talks about that where whenever we don't even know what to pray about, but he knows the groanings of our infirmities, praise God, and he moves on the scene. Amen. God begins to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. He begins to help us in our capacity. Praise God. Whatever your capacity may be. They some of us is going to be more spiritual than others. Amen. They some it's going to get in, praise God, and go for God wide open. These others it's going to hang back. I won't say you're missing a blessing. But I tell you what, we're at the cottage prayer meeting the other night. Praise the Lord. People just getting loose, having them a good time in the Lord. Amen. Just magnifying, praising God the way it ought to be, the way it used to be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I don't want this church. I don't want to look back someday and say, boy, the way it used to be. I want it to be the way it is today. Amen. We get on fire for God. We realize that something that'll give us our help. Hey, something that'll help us along this way. That'll encourage us in the journey. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we get there? Jesus said to told the disciples in John chapter 14, verse 16. He said, I will pray the Father and he should give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. And when we come to realization, praise God, that there's a God in glory and that's the Spirit of truth that comes to us. And what he tells us, amen, we can take to the bank. We can be encouraged by it. And praise God, go on in our walk, step by step, day by day. Amen, realizing there's a God of glory that cares for me and you. He's walking with us to guide us in the relationship with the Holy God. Amen. He's there with us. He's there for us. Praise the Lord. So we see God gives us our help. Where our help comes from, it comes from the Lord. It comes through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. To help us day by day. He gives us that we need, amen, to be perfect, to be established as a child of the King. We have to ask ourselves, where do we need help? Where do you need help today? I think number one, we need help in our attitude. Amen. How many of you have an attitude? Hey, it might be good, it might be bad. We all got an attitude, don't we? Amen. But you know where we need help in, Brother Jeff? We need an I can attitude. Amen. We've got to have, as children of God, we've got to have an I can attitude. Because an I can attitude will help us overcome everything that we face in this world if we come up with an I can attitude. Amen. I can't, never did do nothing. Amen. Never did. I never was able to accomplish nothing. But praise God, when we get an I can attitude, amen, we can begin to overcome those obstacles that we face. Hey, it don't matter what it is. Amen. It don't matter what it is, praise God. If we get an I can attitude, praise God, for the glory of God, we can overcome those obstacles. Hey, it may be drug addiction. You may be here this morning, praise God. You may be hooked on dope. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I just take some pharmaceutical. Hey, that's dope too. Amen. If we're hooked on that, praise God, we've got a drug addiction. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's some that we have to have. I know people's got high blood pressure and high cholesterol and this other stuff. But praise God, there's some things, praise God, we can get hooked on. If we get with I can attitudes, you know what? I can overcome this. I can, with the help of the Lord, amen, do those things, praise God, that I didn't think I could. Amen. I can overcome it. It may not be drug addiction. It may be alcoholism. Hey, you may be one that's sneaking around taking your little nip. You say, well, nobody knows about it. God does. Amen. He sees you wherever you're at. But he said, praise God, he's a God. If you say, come with the right attitude, you know what? I can. Amen. God will help you. It may be that you've got a sexual addictions. Maybe you like looking at nudie magazines, these Playboys and things like that. Maybe you like reading them romance novels where they got a lot of sex and provocative stuff in them. Amen. That's addiction too. Amen. But you say, Lord, I can overcome that. Brother Michael was talking the other day, and Michael Woods over at the mission. And it's in the newsletter this month if you got it. He's talking about Bobby. Bobby was under, he was an alcoholic and an addict and all these other things. And he'd done destroyed his life. He'd done went through three marriages. Hello? Amen. Oh, there's something wrong with that other person, you know. He went through three marriages, come to the bottom, ended up locked up. But he got out, praise God, and he got to looking, realized, praise God, he needed some help. Amen. And he come out with, praise God, with an I can attitude. And he got a hold of them, and they approved him to go into the program to get him some help. And he come up over there, and he had been clean and sober for a while, but he was still smoking a cigarette. And he come up over there across the street from the mission and said he looked over at the mission, knew it was a smoke-free environment, and he said, God, I can because you said I could. And he threw them things down, and he walked across that street and said he never desired them again. Why? Because he's a God of glory. Amen. That'll move on our heart and help us to overcome whatever obstacle we face. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll clean us up and make us pure. Praise God. So, well, preacher, I don't think there's anything wrong with smoking a cigarette. Well, you just keep puffing smoke in the face of the Holy Ghost of God. Man, if that's what turns you on. Amen. Praise God. We don't need that mess. Praise God. God will help us if we'll let Him. All these things, praise God, if our attitude changes. But we've got to have an attitude change. That we want to be pleasing God. We won't do nothing that's going to hinder the working of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. Want God to have right away to do those things for us that need to be done. I can, but I need help. You can, but you need help. Amen. These people can go to AA, they can go to all these other things, but praise God till they realize that they need help. And they realize where the help comes from. See, AA can only do so much. But praise God, there's a great big God of glory can do it all. Amen. He can do it all, praise God. I don't have any doubts in His capacity to do what He needs to do. Praise the Lord. So if we have an I can attitude, He'll help us to overcome. It may just be that you've got some compulsions. We're compulsive people. Amen. You may have a compulsion this morning to shop. Amen. These folks right here, I guarantee you got a compulsion. You just like to go out and buy things. Not that you need them. You probably got a closet full of them, but you still got a compulsion. You like to go shop. Amen? Bible says that we're supposed to be a good steward. God says if we'll let Him, praise God, He'll help us to overcome that. He'll help us to go back to Proverbs 6:6 where it says, consider the ants, you sluggard. Amen? God, let me tell you something this morning. God never intended you to be struggling payday to payday to try to make it. Amen. God intended you to be a blessed people. Amen. I'm not preaching health and wealth this morning. I'm preaching we got to be good stewards. We've got to look past today. We've got to look past tomorrow. We've got to consider the future. You say, well, preacher, you know, I thought about that, but the Bible says take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take thought for itself. I realize that. I realize God says that. But He also said we're supposed to be good stewards of what He's given us. Amen. We're supposed to take the blessings that come from the very throne of grace. You say, well, preacher, now you don't understand. What I get, I work for. Who gives you the breath to get out of the bed? Who gives you the strength in those arms? Who helps you get up, praise God? Who's the one that walks with you day by day and that keeps a semi-truck from running over you? Amen. We run down the road all day long, praise God, back and forth, amen, with big old UPS trucks, 4 and just 3 feet away, and the driver's in about half crazy. Amen. Amen. All it takes is one pothole, one blow tire, and you go out into eternity. Who's the taking care of us? Who's the one? I mean, thousands and thousands of vehicles on the road every day, and God's right there in the midst. Amen. Amen. We take a whole lot for granted in this world, but there's a great big God. He said if we'll take responsibility for ourselves, amen, we'll begin to plan ahead just a little bit. Amen. I told you, I believe it was Wednesday night. I preached on this. Hit it a minute. If we'll take time to sit down and make us out a budget, take responsibility for ourselves. Amen. See, it's kind of like our government. Ross Perot had the right attitude. You remember his little chart he had up there and his little stick he pointed at it? He said, what we need to do, we need to pay off this debt and this debt. He said, we need to take care of America. We need to get America strong and free, praise God, and then we'll help somebody else. Amen. But we're living in a day in a world where we say, well, you know what? It comes free. I'll give it free. And we just pass it out in a liberal fashion when we're supposed to be responsible for what God gives us. Now, I'm not talking so as much, hey, I'm talking about your finances, but I'm talking about our spiritual life. God gives us the existence. God gives us help. He gives us hope, and He encourages our heart. He gives us a Savior, praise God, to let His Holy Ghost of God to live down in our hearts, and He expects us to manage it well. Amen? Praise God. He'll help us to overcome if we got the right attitude, an I can attitude. I can take control of my life. It involves backing up a step, evaluating where I've been, and evaluating where God wants me to be. Amen? Hey, I know everybody likes to have things. We go out and we buy things all the time that we don't need. Amen? Amen? We do. We get things that we don't need. You already got two or three, but you go out and get another one. Amen? See, that's not being a good steward. We need to be careful with what we do, with what God gives us, amen, so He can begin to bless us, considered ain't. Putting a little back, amen. Hey, listen, I told you before, I'll tell you again, you young people, look at me. Every one of you young people, old people alike, all of you, look at me a minute. Old man of God told me years ago, 27 years ago, right after I started working at Silver Line Plastics, he said, every week, son, you need to put a little something back. He said, even if it's just $5 and don't touch it. That way, he said, you've got a reserve and you don't get in hardships. I started doing that 27 years ago, and it's paid dividends. Amen? You've always got a little bit so you're not so anxious. You know, the devil don't want to... I don't know why I'm doing this. It's for somebody this morning, maybe several somebodies. But the devil wants to keep you anxious. He can keep you anxious and disturbed about your financial situation. He can keep you from the glory world. Amen. He can keep you defeated. He can keep you way down here when He wants you up here. And He says, all we got to do is take a little bit of responsibility. Amen. And say, you know what? God is good, and I'm going to be good with what God give me. Amen. And God will bless you on purpose. You say, well, I'd be rich. No, you're like me. You was born too good looking to be rich. Amen. Can't have them both. But praise be to God, if we're good stewards, praise God, we have the right attitude. We have an I can attitude. I can overcome these obstacles. I can overcome the compulsion. The compulsion you hate may have may be to gossip. Amen? Maybe it's you got a compulsion. You're just a compulsive gossiper. You know, good. You're just constantly waiting for new news to come down the pike so you can take it and run with it. Have you ever noticed gossip? It never stays what it is. It always every time you tell a tale, every time you tell something, you gotta add your 2 cents to it, because you gotta make it a little bigger. You know, this was something to hear, by the time I added my part to it, brother, boy, it's really something to hear. Amen. And then that next person gets it and they add a little bit. They tried this one time out there where my mother worked. Out there at ABM, there was a lady who said, watch this. Come in first thing that morning, she told somebody some little old something another, and it went all the way through that plant by the end of the day, and by the time it got back to her before quitting time, it wasn't nothing like she had said. Amen? That's what gossip is. But you know what we ought to do? We ought to be lifting up the brethren. Hey, praise God, if somebody's got a problem, if there's somebody that needs some help, we ought to get a praise God, we ought to begin to pray for them instead of beating them down. Amen? Hey, you want to talk about them to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, preacher, this ain't a shouting message. It is too. I'm about to get beside myself. Praise the Lord, it's good. Amen. If we begin to pray and begin to seek God, God don't like a busybody. Amen. He never intended you to be in everybody's business. Now, if there's somebody in the church that wants to come to us and say, you know what, we've got issues, we've got support, we need some help. Man, we're right there. Anybody here, you know we're all over it. Amen. But praise God, he said he don't like a busybody. Somebody, we don't have to run around and tell everybody about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those compulsions that we have. Amen. We get an I can attitude. We can overcome these things. Maybe it's just a language that you use. You ever get out there in the world and you get carried away and sometimes you say little old things that you shouldn't say? Huh? Oh, me. got quiet right then. Amen. But we get, and I've told you before, we realize the whole world's watching us. Listen, you young people, you get down there at schoolhouse and you claim to be a Christian, you get out there and you talk and you say the same things these other people are saying, they're watching you. Amen. What kind of a witness are we being? But praise God, if we get the I can attitude, and that attitude changes, you know what? I can become different. I can overcome this. Praise the Lord, we begin to change. Amen. And not only did He say, I can, but He said, I can what? Do all things. He said, all these things that we've mentioned this morning, He said, you can take care of. All these things, praise God, that you may have problems with, praise God. God said He'll help you to overcome them. Amen. He's there to do it. He wants to. He longs to help you in your recovery. It's like a sickness. Amen. It's like a sickness that needs healing. And we've all got a little bit of it. Amen. We've all got a little bit of the sickness because it's in this old human nature. It's been there since the fall. Amen. A little bit of this sickness that we need help with. We can do better, but we need help. And the Lord will help us today because He promised that He would. You say, well, I can't do all things. How do I do all things? We do them through Christ. It takes Christ Jesus in us. It takes realizing who He is, that He's the God of glory. Now, He came, praise God, to take care of all these things. Amen. He came to see them. He came to address them. He came to recognize them. He came to have glory. He came to have compassion on them. Amen. Those that was doing those things. And He came to draw them out of that and to make them new creatures, new creations, praise God, in this world. Not when we get over yonder. Amen. We've got to change here for the glory of God. We've got to become that new creature. He said, I can do all things through Christ. How do we know that? Because He said it, which strengthen us. Which strength? Where do we get our strength from? Where do we get the power to overcome? We get it from Christ. We get it from Him through that sweet spirit of the Comforter that He gives us. That Consoler that shows us, praise God, when we mess up, that He's going to help us to overcome that and to comfort us through it. To show us the right way, because He'll speak to us in truth. Amen. The truth is what sets us free. Amen. Hey, I believe that's why this church is the way it is. I believe that's why after our spiritual, that's why it's unity, because we want the truth. Amen. We don't want somebody to tickle our ear and tell us how nice and friendly and fuzzy we are. Amen. We want somebody to tell us, praise God, that we're human beings and, praise God, we're vessels unto honor to the Lord and we can do better. Amen. Amen. As we pursue this life, we can continually to grow in Christ Jesus. Because of His strength, what He does for us. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens who? Point at yourself. Amen? Point at yourself. Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. See, I think a lot of times you say, well, boy, that preacher's really getting it. He's really growing in Christ. Oh, Brother Bill, boy, he's real spiritual. He's really getting it. Hey, listen, it's for all of us. It's not for just one individual. It's not for, hey, it's for every individual in here. Christ, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He gives me that help. Amen. Let me finish up here. Look at verse 19. Verse 19, the Bible says this, but my God. Amen. Say that with me. My God. My God. My God, your God shall supply all your need. Amen? He says that God, your God is going to supply all your need. Everything that you need, praise God, to be that spiritual creature, amen, that spiritual human being that God wants you to be. He'll give you all you need, amen, to do that. And He gives it from His bountiful supply. Listen to what He says. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He said, whatever it takes, even to the bankrupting of the throne of grace. Brother Bill, He said He'd give us what we need, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we put our faith and our trust in the Lord, We have an I can attitude that I need help. We realize, praise God, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which gives me the strength. Amen. And He empowers me from the throne of grace and gives me that power. And he says when he does all that, he said we got a little bit of responsibility. Amen. He said, preacher, sounds like a whole lot of responsibility. No, Christ's going to do it in us. We just have to let Him. But then he said, what we do after He begins, Brother Charles, when He begins to do those things for us and get us where we need to be, then verse 20, he says, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He says, so when God begins, when we see, listen now, I'm done. When we see God begin to manifest Himself in us, and as He begins to give us that help that we need, amen, in that spiritual man, and we begin to grow spiritually closer to the Lord, then we lift up holy hands. We say, thank You, Lord. I realize where my strength comes from. I realize where my help comes from. I realize where the love comes from. It comes from the throne of grace. And Lord, I praise You. And I thank You and I give You glory for all that You're doing in my life. But see, we have to bring it down to us. I have to bring it down to me. I have to realize and praise God for what He's doing in me. I'm not perfect yet. Brother Rex says to me, I'm not perfect yet, but God's still working on me. Like those children saying, God's still working on me. Amen. Praise God, I like it that He's still working. Okay, He loves me that much. I'd have got tired of me a long time ago and chunked me off. But praise the Lord, Brother Bill, He's still working on us. Still helping us day by day. Still getting. I can, but I need help. I can do what God wants me to do, but I need help. I can be what God wants me to be, but I need help. You can be what God wants you to be, but you need help. Amen. You can't do it on your own. What does that mean? It means that we've got to get on our knees. We've got to pray more. We've got to talk to the Lord more. Amen. We've got to live more for Him. We've got to think more about Him. We've got to make Him preeminent in all that we do. We have to look at our situations and stuff and say, you know, how is God working this? How can God get glory out of this? Amen. We need to be more observant of where we're at, who we're around. Amen. And say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But I need help. I want to say this morning, you can do all things through Christ. He'll give you the strength this morning, but we need help. We can't do it by ourselves. I can't do it myself. Amen. As much as I've read and studied the 5 years of Bible college, I mean, to studying the Word, looking at the Word of God, but that's going to be to no avail unless I decide in myself that I can, that I have an I can attitude to overcome everything that the world and the devil's got. And keep my focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil would like nothing more than to have me to get my focus on something else. Get up here and tell you a bunch of fairy tales. You know, tell you a bunch of stories and different things that would tickle your fancy. But it wouldn't help you a bit spiritually. But God wants us to stay where we can get help. God tells us, He said, you can. He said, I can. But He said, you got to have help. We've got to have help today to keep us where we need to be and to do those things for God, what He wants us to do. What He requires from us, and then just to give Him glory and give Him praise. To praise God for what He's already done and just ask Him to continue to do that in us and for us that we need Him to do today. What does God need to do for you today? Let me ask you a question. As you stand with me, how's your attitude?